watch out. Here at our student-run radio station, the kids are in control.
Let's go!
91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to this episode of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here with
Zion Palmieri.
Zion, this is our opening segment. We got a lot to break down from this past week of, you know, Arabian athletics. So you want to just jump straight into it?
Yeah, first thing I want to talk about, let's talk about softball, of course. Been the biggest event here at Pendleton Heights. We just had the Horseshoe Classic. One of our bigger days here at WEEM in that one. Actually, we're going to rewind. Scratch that. We're going to say they had four matchups this week, the first one being on Thursday. So a little bit of warm-up before the Horseshoe Classic. Of course, the Lady Arabians haven't got to play very often because, you know, rain delays, this, that, and the other thing. So their first one was against Lawrence North. They won that one really dominantly, 17-2. What I saw in that game, they got a lot of good pitchers out and ready. Morgan Bricker, one of them, she pitched two innings. No really significant stats. She didn't allow any hits, any runs. That was good. They got Cassie Hayes out there for a little while. I believe Brinley Holden on the mound. Some good things. When you got a roster that's not very deep pitching-wise, you know, a 17-2 game is a really good chance to exercise some pitching.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Morgan Bricker, she's the one that started that first game of the Horseshoe Classic. She's been kind of the rock that Coach Davis has been going with. Obviously, he can still throw Ari Rector out there on the mound. We saw that throughout the Horseshoe Classic, too. He can throw a couple girls out there on the pitching mound. So he tried out, you know, Cassie Hayes out there on the mound, and he tried out Brinley Holden as well. You know, he wants to test out some of these players in that position to see, okay, who can I go with if I need to? If Morgan goes out or if Ari goes out, who's next up? Who can I put out there? So, you know, it was a good showing for Coach Davis to have those backup pitchers. But, I mean, Cassie Hayes, you mentioned there, also on the hitting side, went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. So Cassie's had a pretty good game for herself as against Lawrence North this week.
Yeah, moving on. Of course, Franklin Central was the first game of the Horseshoe Classic. Arabians won that one in an exciting fashion. You called that game, Michael. What'd you see?
I saw some grit, some grind from both Franklin Central and from Pendleton Heights. Obviously, Pendleton got the win 10-9 in the eighth inning. They had to go to extra innings because Pendleton couldn't get anything going in any of the even-numbered innings, but in the odd-numbered innings, they'd score. So that was kind of the trend throughout the game, and then, you know, they took over. I think one inning, Grace Fisher and Avery Miller stepped up after Ari struck out for the second time in the game, and they hit a couple slap shots, got on base, and then Cassie Hayes and Aubrey Fox stepped up. They brought them both in, brought themselves in. You know, you had some pinch running there from some of the younger girls on the team, like Allie Carlin, Jama Smith. So really, Pendleton Heights overall that game against Franklin Central played very well-rounded. Obviously, they made some mistakes, but the hitting differential, you know, they had 10 runs on 12 hits, and Franklin Central had 9 runs on 24 hits.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you mentioned they made some mistakes. It's a 10-9 game that went into extra innings. For the Lady Arabians, of course, we mentioned before they've had some rain delays. That was the third game of the season. You saw some bright things in that game, and you got to be excited. You got one win in the Horseshoe Classic, rolling on to the next one. Jennings County, same April 12th. Of course, that Franklin Central game went into extra innings, and it pushed back the whole tournament. So this Jennings County game happened a little later than they wanted to. Ari Rector was on the mound, pitched for 6 innings, 7 hits. She allowed only 1 run, 5 strikeouts. Of course, they end this one a little early. Final score 11-1. Very good game for Pendleton Heights. They really locked in.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's a great, they started off the tournament great, winning 10-9 over Franklin Central. Then they bounce back, play a little bit later in the evening against Jennings County, and they performed really well against the tough Jennings County team this year, winning 11-1. I mean, that's what you want to see, is teams that like Pendleton Heights this year that can grind out, not having played a lot of games, but grind out some of these wins against tougher opponents.
Yeah, two good things I saw in that one. Allie Carlin, 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs. That's a sophomore going in there against a team like Jennings County and absolutely having a nice evening for herself. 4-for-4 is pretty promising. Second thing, Ari Rector, she pitched 6 innings. She's, of course, this one of the 2 seniors on the softball team. And, you know, going into that one, I told Lucas, you know, about 4 innings in, I'm like, hey, you know, when are you going to think about pulling Ari? Of course, you might want her for the final game. I asked Coach Davis afterwards because they didn't end up pulling her. Of course, only lasted a 6 innings. And it was because he wanted to build her confidence. And I really like that. She doesn't have a ton of time on the mound for being a senior. So build her confidence, let her get a good run rule game under her belt. And of course, she didn't end up pitching in that Lake Central game. But just the idea of building confidence is really good for Ari.
Yeah, I mean, Ari Rector, she's one of those players where she needs to see something good happen for her to get in a groove. And that's what happened last year in the Horseshoe Classic. If we remember, that was Ari's breakout time as a junior to step up. She pitched very well, hit very well throughout the entire tournament. And that was kind of her breakout. So to see her having to build up her confidence once again in this tournament, that reminds me a lot of last year. But I think this team with their depth, they could probably make a decent run this year.
Yeah, moving on, of course, the Horseshoe Classic Championship round, Lake Central rematch of last year. Final score last year, 6-1. Lake Central took the win, and they did yet again. Stole it from Pendleton Heights, won this one 7-0. And it was just a flashback of last year. Maddie Such, sophomore pitcher on the mound. Going into that one, she had thrown well over 100 pitches for the day. She goes into that one and absolutely dishes. Pendleton Heights only had 1 hit in that game. In the total pitch count, I don't have the numbers exactly on me. I did the night of the broadcast. I believe it was like somewhere near 260 pitches on the day for a sophomore pitcher. She is probably the best pitcher I've seen. Of course, I broadcast the game. And just absolute phenomenon. I don't know how you can do that. The people in the booth were saying her arm must be 2 inches longer now. I mean, how do you compete against that?
You really can't. I mean, but I will say this. The pitching motion in softball is very different from the pitching motion in baseball. That's why baseball has like the 90-pitch limit a week, I think, which is reasonable. That's reasonable. The human arm is not supposed to throw like a baseball pitch. It is supposed to throw like a softball pitch. That's why you can see some of these pitchers throw a lot more. And I'll say this. In the Franklin Central game, Coach Davis pushed Franklin Central's pitcher to 150 pitches in the first game of the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's what I see. And you saying she's probably the best pitcher you've seen, that's a bold statement.
She's
only a sophomore. That's a pretty bold statement. But there's got to be some backing to it. I personally say that the best one I saw was Miss Rothrock from Roncalli my sophomore year. Committed to Florida for the next year. She was an outstanding pitcher. It's crazy to watch a really good pitcher in high school.
They just couldn't hit off her. They had 1 hit. Lake Central even had an error. They got 2 runners in scoring position, and Pendleton Heights couldn't hit them in. It's just tough when you're playing a pitcher that good. I mean, it was the exact same thing last year. Me and you did that game. Pendleton Heights, they just couldn't get anything, and they slowly fell down. You know, the score was maybe 2-0, and then it increased to 3-4, mm-hmm. and they're just down on themselves, and they can't do anything from there. And once you're backed into a corner, there's not much you could do. I mean, for Lake Central, going into that game, they played East Central. They hit 5 home runs in that game. They have multiple hitters that can absolutely launch the ball. Iwema, I think she was first in the state in RBIs, multiple stats. This is a very good team. They made it to regional semifinals last year. And this is a fun competition now. Of course, it's a little one-sided, but maybe next year Pendleton Heights can steal the Horseshoe Classic from Lake Central.
Yeah, maybe. But switching things over to baseball now, they had a pretty full week this week. A couple makeup games and one that was scheduled starting off on Tuesday, April the 8th. They played at home versus Yorktown. They won that one 10-0. Standouts for that game were Brant Gray at the plate was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. And then on the pitching mound, the senior Colton Frank, 5 innings pitched, only allowing 2 hits with 5 strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, I did that game. It was a masterclass from Colton Frank. You know, going into that one, they had played, 10 innings of baseball, all with Colton Frank on the mound. Mm-hmm. He allowed no points. I think it was like 34-0, the runs for Pendleton Heights to their opponent. Absolutely great. Pendleton Heights, after that game, what didn't you see you didn't like? You've had multiple games with shutouts. Your hitters are hitting. There's nothing I can say here. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even if you look at their game against their second game against Yorktown on Thursday, 11-4, and you had two other standouts completely different. That just shows you how good this Pendleton baseball team is this year, with Jordan Williamson at the plate going 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs, and then Braden Stevenson on the mound, a completely different pitcher than we saw in those first few games. He had pitched 3.2 innings, had allowed 3 runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. I mean, this team is just very deep at every position. Granted, in baseball, you need to be more deep at the pitcher position. But in those first four, in their first few games, I think they had a total like run count, like different score differential of like 34 or 44 to 4.
Yeah, I mean, Braden Stevenson's your starting catcher. They probably put in Jacob Eldridge at the catcher position after that. You're not used to Braden Stevenson throwing some pitches. And for him to go in there, 8 strikeouts in a conference game, Pendleton is not a team you want to mess with. Now on a roll heading about, you know, at the start of their season still.
Yeah, and I mean, even on Friday, they had their makeup game against Newcastle. Ty Frakes on the hitting side of things went 2-for-5 with 2 runs and a triple. And then Colin Axel Adams as well on the hitting side, the sophomore, went 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs and a double. So really, Pendleton Heights, and they won 17-2.
Yeah.
Like, Pendleton baseball is sitting in a very good spot, and carried that over into Saturday with their win over HSC, winning 4-1. Rylan Montgomery went 2-for-4 with a double, and then Jacob Garner on the mound had 6 innings pitch, allowed 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, Rylan Montgomery, sophomore, I believe, doing his thing. You got to be happy. While they do have all these seniors, Rylan Montgomery, 2-for-4 and a double, you're getting those younger players incorporated, and that's what you like to see. Pendleton Heights on the baseball scene, I don't know the last time they've looked this hot. They've got a lot of seniors. They're ready for more competition.
This is probably one of the best starts I think this program has seen in a while, and Coach Vosburgh knew this team was going to be good this year. But switching things over, track and field is going to be our last little tidbit. We have a few standouts from their matchup against Delta from last week. You want to start things off for us, Zion?
Yeah, Maddie Pfister, of course, in the 100-meter dash, got first for Pendleton Heights with 12:64 being the time. Then Gabe Martin got first in shot put. And then finally, Ava Jarrell got first in the 1600-meter with a time of 4 minutes 55 seconds.
Yeah, they're all three very, very good at what they do. Gabe, obviously, big farmer Gabe, the O-lineman, for the football team. This is his senior year, his fourth year being in track and field. Very good at shot put, good at what he does. Maddie Pfister, only a sophomore. I believe she's up there for a record here at Pendleton Heights in something. I think the girls' 40-yard dash time. She is very fast.
You know, we see those, we do the show every week, Michael. We see these three names a lot. These are very good. Avery Jarrell, she's a junior, senior?
Senior. Senior. She's a senior going to IU next year for track and field.
Yeah, she's very good. I mean, just so many accolades for Avery Jarrell and Gabe Martin in his senior final showdown. Of course, he's got one more season to make some impact on the world, and he's doing a great start to that.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have a couple more standouts, a couple boy runners, actually. Keaton Jones, his first year running track, placed second in the men's 100-meter dash with a time of 11.34. For a senior, that's pretty fast. That's a pretty good time for your first time running track.
Yeah, you'll take second place. CJ Mitchum got third in the 100-meter with a time of 11.54, so .20 separating the two for second and third.
Yeah, and that's a sophomore behind Keaton right there, which is very good. And I looked at, and I was looking earlier at some of the time splits, and Keaton was, I believe, .40 behind first.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tight, I mean, it's 100 meters. So you don't got a lot of room to get off and get going there. And Keaton Jones, he speeds up with time. You know, I feel like those longer ones he might do good at. I'm not sure.
Keaton Jones, I grew up playing football with him. He is just a kid. He can just go
explosive.
He's an explosive runner. And, you know, he showed it with the track and field events they had over at Delta.
That'll about wrap it up.
Yeah, that will pretty much wrap it up. We hope you all enjoyed this opening segment. We're going to have a couple interviews throughout the rest of the show. Obviously, Coach Davis and Coach Vosburgh and some other interviews in there. And then we'll be back with you guys for the closing segment. So stay tuned. But you are listening to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Only at the Detour Salon and Style.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Liam Davis, joined alongside Coach Fosberg of the Boys Varsity Baseball Team. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. So I'm just going to get started off with the questions here. Coming off four games in 5 days. How does Sunday and today have your guys feeling?
Well, I would assume they're feeling pretty good. I mean, obviously, if you can take four of those games in those 5 days, then the weekend is a lot more enjoyable, and they're able to kind of recover and just kind of plan for the week ahead. We've got County this week, and so that's always something that you're always wanting to perform well in and to show out, and so we expect to do that this week.
And coming off a big win against Hamilton Southeastern on Saturday by a score of 4-1 with Jacob Garner up on the mound. How does that have Coach P feeling as the pitching coach and you feeling?
At the beginning of the week, we try to identify what our best matchups are going to be. Sometimes the weather dictates your pitching rotation to a degree. But we felt that we had our rotation lined up pretty much how we wanted it from last week. Colton Frank still kind of staying on that Tuesday start. He'll get the ball tomorrow against Frankton. So we were able to keep him on that Tuesday schedule with the rainouts that we saw in week one. And we had Braden Stevenson. We would have really liked to have played Wednesday because Braden's a two-way guy for us. He catches but also pitches, and he's effective in both of those positions. So if we were able to play Wednesday of last week, it would have made me feel a whole lot better because he would have had an extra day of rest. We were going to give him the Friday off regardless. Just having pitched the day before, we want to kind of limit the turnaround or try to make as big of a turnaround as possible in terms of his days off. But he worked really hard to recover and to, go through his post-game rehab. And he ended up being ready to go for Saturday. So he was able to be behind the plate for Jacob on Saturday. Brant Gray had a great start on Friday night to kind of bridge the gap in that fourth game. And so our pitchers just did an outstanding job this week of staying in the zone, limiting their pitch counts, and then getting it to the next guy. Jacob Garner had one of the best performances of the year so far. He went six innings, only 80, low 80s in his pitch count. And really, that could have been even less. He kind of got into a little bit of trouble there in the seventh inning at HSC. But luckily for us, we still had a couple of guys that were super fresh from the week, not having seen a lot of innings. Colin Axel Adams made his debut this year on the mound. We just haven't had a lot of opportunities for pitchers to get in. We've been doing so well offensively that the number of innings that we're seeing in each game were limited up to this point. And so, certain pitchers just hadn't seen a whole lot of action. So he was super fresh, got in and closed the door for us. And so between Jacob going, six innings and just keeping those HSC hitters off balance and Coach P calling a great game. Coach P's worked with our pitchers for a number of years now, and he has a really good feel for what works. He works really hard in the offseason to identify certain sequences, what pitches really work off of other pitches, in the sequence of an at-bat. He does his homework on the opposing hitters, and he's really, really good at game planning for our guys. And so our guys really trust him. Our guys really trust what he calls in certain situations, and he's got a really good feel for how Jacob can pitch through a ball game against some of the best opponents out there. So, all credit to him and all credit to our guys for going out and executing the game plan.
And starting off conference play, you guys are 4-0 and 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference. Swept Newcastle and swept Yorktown. How does that make you feel going forward in the conference play?
Well, you want to put yourself in the best position to ultimately win conference. And if you can handle your business early in the season, I think that's one of the areas that we do really well in is I think that our offseason prep and obviously with the returning experience that we had this year, our guys have an idea of what we expect to see on a baseball field in terms of how we want to run a game and a game plan for an opponent. And so, I think the fact that we were able to hit the ground running this year in the way that we have, we just need to you know, stay in that mindset, know that we have a goal, know that we're putting ourselves in the best possible position here to achieve that goal. But we've got to kind of stay where our feet are, right? So where our feet are right now, we're not worried about conference this week. We're worried about our next game tomorrow. And so we've got to, you know, stay focused and be where our feet are and be 100% in the moment. And that's what this week's about, is this week's about just going to win the ball games.
And I did want to talk about a certain player here, Rylan Montgomery. You know, Saturday morning he played for the JV team, then goes out at 2 p.m. and goes all the way out to Hamilton Southeastern and plays for varsity. Goes 2 for 3 with a double. How does that make you feel moving forward?
The challenging thing sometimes as a coach running, you know, three teams in the program is how to maximize reps for guys while also putting your best nine out there on a consistent basis. You know, we see Ryland as someone who's able to be athletic enough to effectively perform in multiple positions. And I don't think Ryland's played a whole lot of outfield in his life. He's always been kind of an infield guy. But that's not really an option for our varsity lineup right now. You know, he's behind two all-conference guys in terms of the middle infield. We've got guys at the corners that have proven themselves and are doing the job effectively. And so Ryland being a sophomore and working his way, trying to earn a position, we've talked about it before, you and I even here on the coaches show, is that, you know, the more versatile you are, the more valuable you can ultimately be and find a quicker path to varsity. That's kind of the quickest way to do it. Obviously, you have to be able to hit, and that's what he's been able to do as well. You know, you can't, if you're a position player, you've got to show out with the stick, but then also be trustworthy enough to go out and defend a position. And so, you know, Ryland, we hadn't played any middle, you know, and we see him as being a middle guy for us moving forward in the next couple of years. And so we need to maximize his reps that in that way. So to be able to get him some JV action Saturday morning, you know, he's running a brutal schedule, but he's embraced it and he's shown out every opportunity that he's had. So he's earning everything that he's seeing come his way. You know, he hit a couple doubles in that JV game and then comes up to the varsity and got some reps on the infield. You know, I was able to watch a little bit of that game before we took off and saw him make a nice play up the middle, you know, as an infield, as a shortstop in the JV game. And then in the afternoon session with us, we needed him to DH. And so he DH'd, went 2 for 3, I think, in that game, 2 for 4. And scored a run. And then we had to do some rotations when we brought Colin in for the final inning. He ended up going out to left field and making the final out of the game out in left field. You know, so a guy that can do all those different things for a team and a program is incredibly valuable. And I'm just happy that he's seeing the success that he has. And, you know, hope to see more of that moving forward.
And coming up on your guys' schedule, you do have the Nick Mueller tournament, which is the Madison County tournament for baseball. How do you feel about your chances of winning it back-to-back years?
We always want to win every game, you know, and so you can look too far ahead and say, yeah, we feel like we have a good shot. But, you know, the thing about the Mueller tournament is that most teams are going to align in the county to put their best foot forward against you, right? So, you know, if a team has a number one, they're going to do everything in their power to put that number one in front of you in the Mueller tournament. So you're going to get everyone's best shot. And we've seen it in other sports. I've experienced it in many years. You know, it's all about the draw and it's all about how the pitching lines up for the teams that you're about to face. Baseball, more than any other sport, in my opinion, including even softball, because, you know, softball can typically run the same pitchers back out on multiple tournament days. For baseball, it's all about the draw, right? So if two teams are strong and they've got two number ones and they draw each other in the first round of county or the first round of sectional, whatever it may be, you know, they're going to put their best two out there, and then whoever plays them next is going to be in a better position to beat that team. And so, you know, in football, you're putting your best 11 out there. In basketball, you're putting your best 5 out there. In softball, you're putting your best pitcher out there every game. In baseball, it really challenges your depth sometimes, right? And so any given day, depending on the pitching matchup, one team can beat somebody else with you know, the lineup depth is really what's going to kind of dictate that. So for us, you know, we feel like we have a lot of number one pitchers on our team. We feel like we can run out a pitcher on any given day and really put ourselves into a position to win a ball game. I think we've proven that. I think the fact that we were able to win four games in 5 days shows our pitching depth. But it also shows the things that we're doing to allow our pitchers to see success. We're making plays behind him. You know, at HSC, it was our cleanest defensive game of the year. We made a number of nice plays behind him. limited damage. You know, HSC had a runner on in every inning in that game, you know, and we still limited the damage. We still made plays when we needed to keep them to just one run. And so that's, I think, one of the things I was most proud of, is that was a team win. We left a lot of runners on base, more so than we needed to. We struck out too many times on Saturday. You know, we struck out 15 times. So they only had to make six outs in the infield at HSC, and that's not going to cut it for the majority of the year. You know, we left 13 men on base offensively on Saturday, you know, so we won 4-1, but we had been scoring, you know, 10 plus runs, and we had every opportunity to score 10 plus runs again on Saturday, but we just didn't execute in certain offensive situations, and we struck out swinging and struck out looking too many times. And so, you know, as a coach, you're always looking for the things that you can improve, but you want to celebrate the successes that you're seeing, you know, so, you know, Saturday we pitched and defended really well. There were still some things to do offensively that could have been done better, but at the end of the day, we're 5-0, and at the end of the day, we have a good shot this week to perform well in county, and we're just going to go attack it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Well, that is about all the questions I have for you today, Coach. Thank you for joining me for this interview.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
With more coming up, you have the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Liam Davis, joined alongside Coach Vosburgh of the Woolies varsity baseball team. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. So I'm just going to get started off with the questions here. Coming off four games in 5 days, how does Sunday and today have your guys feeling?
I would assume they're feeling pretty good. I mean, obviously, if you can take four of those games in those 5 days, then the, you know, weekend is a lot more enjoyable, and they're able to kind of recover and just kind of plan for the week ahead. You know, we've got county this week, and so that's always something that you're always wanting to, you know, perform well in and to show out. And so we expect to do that this week.
And coming off a big win against Hamilton Southeastern on Saturday by a score of 4-1 with Jacob Garner up on the mound, how does that have Coach P feeling as the pitching coach and you feeling?
We, you know, at the beginning of the week, we try to identify what our best matchups are going to be. And, you know, sometimes the weather dictates your pitching rotation to a degree. But we felt that we had our rotation lined up pretty much how we wanted it from last week. You know, Colton Frank still kind of staying on that Tuesday start. He'll get the ball tomorrow against Frankton. So we were able to keep him on that Tuesday schedule with the rainouts that we saw in week one. And we had Braden Stevenson. We would have really liked to have played Wednesday because, you know, Braden's a two-way guy for us. Who, you know, he catches but also pitches, and he's effective in both of those positions. So if we were able to play Wednesday of last week, it would have made me feel a whole lot better because he would have had an extra day of rest. We were going to give him the Friday off regardless. Just having pitched the day before, we want to kind of limit the turnaround or try to make as big of a turnaround as possible in terms of his days off. But he worked really hard to recover and to, you know, go through his post-game rehab. And he ended up being ready to go for Saturday. So he was able to be behind the plate for Jacob on Saturday. Brant Gray had a great start on Friday night to kind of bridge the gap in that fourth game. And so our pitchers just did an outstanding job this week of staying in the zone, limiting their pitch counts, and then getting it to the next guy. Jacob Garner had one of the best performances of the year so far. He went six innings, only 80, low 80s in his pitch count. And really, that could have been even less. You know, he kind of got into a little bit of trouble there in the seventh inning at HSC. But luckily for us, we still had a couple of guys that were super fresh from the week. Not haven't seen a lot of innings. Colin Axel Adams made his debut this year on the mound. You know, we just haven't had a lot of opportunities for pitchers to get in. You know, we've been doing so well offensively that the number of innings that we're seeing in each game were limited up to this point. And so, you know, certain pitchers just hadn't seen a whole lot of action. So he was super fresh, got in and closed the door for us. And so between Jacob going, you know, six innings and just keeping those HSC hitters off balance and Coach P calling a great game, you know, Coach P's worked with our pitchers for a number of years now, and he has a really good feel for what works. He works really hard in the offseason to identify certain sequences, what pitches really work off of other pitches, you know, in the sequence of an at bat. He does his homework on the opposing hitters, and he's really, really good at game planning for our guys. And so our guys really trust him. Our guys really trust what he calls in certain situations. And he's got a really good feel for how Jacob can pitch through a ball game against some of the best opponents out there. So, you know, all credit to him and all credit to our guys for going out and executing the game plan.
And starting off conference play, you guys are 4-0 and 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference. Swept Newcastle and swept Yorktown. How does that make you feel going forward in the conference play?
Well, you know, you want to put yourself in the best position to ultimately win conference. And if you can handle your business early in the season, I think that's one of the areas that we do, you know, really well. And is I think that our offseason prep, and obviously with the returning experience that we had this year, our guys have an idea of what we expect to see on a baseball field in terms of how we want to run a game and a game plan for an opponent. And so, you know, I think the fact that we were able to hit the ground running this year in the way that we have, you know, we just need to, you know, stay in that mindset, know that we have a goal, know that we're putting ourselves in the best possible position here to achieve that goal. But we've got to kind of stay where our feet are, right? So where our feet are right now, we're not worried about conference this week. We're worried about our next game tomorrow. And so we've got to, you know, stay focused and be where our feet are and be 100% in the moment. And that's what this week's about, is this week's about just going to win the ball games.
And I did want to talk about a certain player here, Rylan Montgomery. You know, Saturday morning he played for the JV team, then goes out at 2 p.m. and goes all the way out to Hamilton Southeastern and plays for varsity. Goes 2-for-3 with a double. How does that make you feel moving forward?
The challenging thing sometimes as a coach running, you know, three teams in the program is how to maximize reps for guys while also putting your best nine out there on a consistent basis. You know, we see Ryland as someone who's able to be athletic enough to effectively perform in multiple positions. And I don't think Ryland's played a whole lot of outfield in his life. He's always been kind of an infield guy. But that's not really an option for our varsity lineup right now. You know, he's behind two all-conference guys in terms of the middle infield. We've got guys at the corners that have proven themselves and are doing the job effectively. And so Rylan being a sophomore and working his way, trying to earn a position, we've talked about it before, you and I even here on the coaches show, is that, you know, the more versatile you are, the more valuable you can ultimately be and find a quicker path to varsity. That's kind of the quickest way to do it. Obviously, you have to be able to hit, and that's what he's been able to do as well. You know, you can't, if you're a position player, you've got to show out with the stick, but then also be trustworthy enough to go out and defend a position. And so, you know, Ryland, we hadn't played any middle, you know, and we see him as being a middle guy for us moving forward in the next couple of years. And so we need to maximize his reps that in that way. So to be able to get him some JV action Saturday morning, you know, he's running a brutal schedule, but he's embraced it and he's shown out every opportunity that he's had. So he's earning everything that he's seeing come his way. You know, he hit a couple doubles in that JV game and then comes up to the varsity and got some reps on the infield. You know, I was able to watch a little bit of that game before we took off and saw him make a nice play up the middle, you know, as an infield, as a shortstop in the JV game. And then in the afternoon session with us, we needed him to DH. And so he DH'd, went 2-for-3, I think, in that game, 2-for-4. And scored a run. And then we had to do some rotations when we brought Colin in for the final inning. He ended up going out to left field and making the final out of the game out in left field. You know, so a guy that can do all those different things for a team and a program is incredibly valuable. And I'm just happy that he's seeing the success that he has. And, you know, hope to see more of that moving forward.
And coming up on your guys' schedule, you do have the Nick Mueller tournament, which is the Madison County tournament for baseball. How do you feel about your chances of winning it back-to-back years?
We always want to win every game, you know, and so you can look too far ahead and say, yeah, we feel like we have a good shot. But, you know, the thing about the Mueller tournament is that most teams are going to align in the county to put their best foot forward against you, right? So, you know, if a team has a number one, they're going to do everything in their power to put that number one in front of you in the Molar tournament. So you're going to get everyone's best shot. And we've seen it in other sports. I've experienced it in many years. You know, it's all about the draw, and it's all about how the pitching lines up for the teams that you're about to face. Baseball, more than any other sport, in my opinion, including even softball, because, you know, softball can typically run the same pitchers back out on multiple tournament days. For baseball, it's all about the draw, right? So if two teams are strong and they've got two number ones and they draw each other in the first round of county or the first round of sectional, whatever it may be, you know, they're going to put their best two out there, and then whoever plays them next is going to be in a better position to beat that team. And so, you know, in football, you're putting your best 11 out there. In basketball, you're putting your best five out there. In softball, you're putting your best pitcher out there every game. In baseball, it really challenges your depth sometimes, right? And so any given day, depending on the pitching matchup, one team can beat somebody else with the lineup depth is really what's going to kind of dictate that. So for us, you know, we feel like we have a lot of number one pitchers on our team. We feel like we can run out a pitcher on any given day and really put ourselves into a position to win a ball game. I think we've proven that. I think the fact that we were able to win four games in 5 days shows our pitching depth. But it also shows the things that we're doing to allow our pitchers to see success. We're making plays behind him. You know, at HSC, it was our cleanest defensive game of the year. We made a number of nice plays behind him, limited damage. You know, HSC had a runner on in every inning in that game, you know, and we still limited the damage. We still made plays when we needed to keep them to just one run. And so that's, I think, one of the things I was most proud of. That was a team win. We left a lot of runners on base, more so than we needed to. We struck out too many times on Saturday. You know, we struck out 15 times. So they only had to make six outs in the infield at HSC, and that's not going to cut it for the majority of the year. You know, we left 13 men on base offensively on Saturday, you know, so we won 4-1, but we had been scoring, you know, 10 plus runs, and we had every opportunity to score 10 plus runs again on Saturday, but we just didn't execute in certain offensive situations, and we struck out swinging and struck out looking too many times. And so, you know, as a coach, you're always looking for the things that you can improve, but you want to celebrate the successes that you're seeing, you know. So, you know, Saturday we pitched and defended really well. There were still some things to do offensively that could have been done better, but at the end of the day, we're 5-0, and at the end of the day, we have a good shot this week to perform well in county, and we're just going to go attack it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Well, that is about all the questions I have for you today, Coach. Thank you for joining me for this interview.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
With more coming up, you have the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me are two seniors, Braden Stevenson and Jordan Williamson. Both play for the Arabian baseball team. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
And getting straight into it, what position do you guys play, and why is that kind of stuck with you?
So I catch and pitch, and it's kind of stuck with me because it's more like the captain role in the team, so I get to see everything, and I get to like be the field general, basically.
And I play shortstop. I've been playing there since I was 4 years old. And the reason I like playing there is because I'm basically like the leader of the infield and the outfield.
So you kind of said it, but how long have you each been playing baseball?
I've been playing since I was 7, so like 11 years.
I've been playing since I was 4, so 14 years.
So, you know, there's kind of a lot of multi-sport athletes on this team. Are there any sports that you currently play or used to play when you were younger?
Nah, I used to play basketball for a little bit, but hoop dreams died.
I used to play basketball, but I quit after my freshman year to focus on baseball more.
Yeah, so why has baseball kind of been that main sport?
I feel like baseball is a very mental game, and just like you gotta be consistent. So just having that adversity to just be the best you could possibly be, and having that constant grind kind of just keeps you like in the loop of the game.
Yeah, and I'd say the same thing as B, and also like just growing up playing it and like developing the love for the game just made me stick with it.
So now kind of talking about high school, what was the first like real big moment for you? You know, whether it's, you know, big game or just anything kind of memorable?
Uh, I'd say us beating Mount Vernon in the sectional game, because us and Mount Vernon have had a long rivalry, like going back a long time, and just beating them in that sectional game and having that moment of like, basically we did it, and they had like a really good pitcher on the mound, and we just overcame that as a team. That was a big moment.
Yeah, and what season was that?
Last year.
Okay.
And I'd say like off of that, because of the year before, sophomore season, we faced them for a sectional and we lost. And that was like my big first moment, because I was a sophomore on varsity starting. That was pretty big.
So, you know, for this year, is there any real big game that you're looking towards?
Looking towards LaPel, because they have a pretty good arm and it should be good competition.
Yeah, and just looking forward to sectional. I mean, we don't know who we're playing, but that'll be pretty big.
So, you know, I used to play soccer, and I really looked up to Messi. You know, he was a really short player, but is there any player that you kind of look up towards?
I would just say Jazz Chisholm, just because I like his swag and the way he plays this game.
Yeah, and I would say, like, Big Poppy, because, like, yeah.
Well, why Big Poppy?
Well, you know, he just hits tanks, and he's that guy, so. And Paul Skeens. Love Paul Skeens.
All right, so, you know, this team is kind of unusual with the amount of seniors on it. I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but, you know, there's something like 9 or 10. What is the chemistry like between you guys?
I mean, we've all played baseball together for a super long time, so, like, the chemistry is there. And even with the underclassmen still playing with us, like, they've been around us so much during the off season and all the workouts. Like, they know what we're about. They know we don't mess around. They know, like, we're going to hold you to a standard no matter who you are. And that's just the kind of vibe that our team brings.
Yeah, I think we have a really good chemistry. Even, like, outside of games and all that, we like to just hang out together and be a team.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of with those younger players, how do you really, like, you know, incorporate them with, you know, with the amount of seniors that you have? Like, how do you make sure that, you know, they're also involved and they're going to be prepared for next year?
We kind of set the tone with, like, the type of culture we want in our program. Like, we always go to eat before a game, before batting practice, and we'll go eat after, and, like, we'll always bring them with us. And no matter what we do, we always try to, like, incorporate them somehow so they know, like, how to keep, like, the team together and how to keep moving forward with the program.
Yeah, and I think it was really big during the off season to get them involved when they're freshmen and moving up, so then they can learn what we're supposed to do.
So looking towards next year, do you guys both plan on, you know, going and still playing on baseball in college?
Yeah, I'm going to Ball State for baseball.
And I'm going to Huntington University to play baseball.
And for the last question, are there any type of goals you have for the season, whether, you know, they're big or small?
Yeah, so this is the last year for the Madison County Tournament, so obviously we want to go out as champs. We were the champions last year, and I would also say sectionals, because we have a pretty good chance to win that this year.
Yeah, I'd say the same goals as B, and also I want to strive to win conference this year and also make all conference again.
Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me, and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So when we come back, Michael and Liam will be with you for the closing segment. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here with two seniors on the softball team. You guys want to say your names?
I'm Ari Rector.
And I'm Kaylee Smith.
Yeah, so you both, this is your senior season. Going into the softball season, obviously your first two games against Center Grove and Westfield did unfortunately get rained out. Those were two pretty tough teams. What was kind of your feeling going into the season, knowing you opened with two really good teams in the state of Indiana?
Yeah, we've been preparing for a while now, and we had our heads held high going into those two games, and then obviously the cancellation really put us down, but I think with the tournament we have coming up this weekend, we'll really get that back and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and then obviously you guys both play different positions. I know, Ari, you kind of switched around positions last year, played some outfield, pitched a little bit. Kaylee, you're more behind the plate. You're playing catcher most of the time. So what's really kind of that connection that you two have as the two seniors on this team?
I think mostly just the fact that it is just us two seniors. That brings us together pretty well. And pitching and catching, we do that a lot together too. So it just gives us that smaller, closer connection.
Yeah, I agree. Even when I'm in the outfield, I feel like we're connected in the dugout at practices. And so even when I am pitching, practicing, just hitting my spots and locations and spins, that brings us together, not only for us, but as the team as well.
Yeah. And obviously the two of you, being the two most experienced girls on the team, being seniors this year, your sophomore year, you guys were a part of that team that made that semi-state run, that made that huge run in the tournament. What's it like now being the top dogs on the team and trying to rebuild this team and go and have that success you saw your sophomore year?
I would say, with the underclassmen that we have and even the juniors this year, I think it will honestly be pretty similar if we just keep up with our competitiveness and, just don't have our heads too high, but, go into the season with the reality of just trying to compete with everyone and just have fun. So
I agree with that. Yeah, we need to make sure that we keep our heads high, but make sure we keep ourselves humble.
Yeah. And then what are some of the goals you guys have as a team, really? And you two being the seniors, you guys probably made a lot of the goals, but what's really the goals of the team this year?
My personal goal is just to have fun. This is my last season ever playing softball. So my personal goal, and I want everyone else to have the same goal, is just to have fun and make sure we're still enjoying it.
Yeah, and then same, I can agree with that. Also going into this weekend, it's a big tournament. We're going to play up to three games with three competitive teams. So going far, even winning it, will be great. And then obviously county, that's coming up. So we'd like to win that, even though we did lose last year. I think looking at LaPel, hopefully we can compete with them. And then I would say, make it as far as we can into sectionals and after season games.
Yeah, and you guys did luck out for your senior year. This is the last year they are doing county for the major sports in Madison County. So what's it really like knowing that you guys are playing in the last softball county tournament?
It's definitely sad. It's always been a tradition. I've been a part of many county tournaments, whether it was volleyball and basketball and now softball. So being a part of the last one is definitely an honor, but I hope that we can make it far and make it something to remember.
I agree. I want to be able to look back and be like, yeah, we were the last people to ever play that and we did this good. Like, I want to make it important and memorable.
Yeah, and then obviously you guys have that Horseshoe Classic coming up this Saturday with some tough teams. You guys get another look at Center Grove, even though it got canceled your season opener. Lake Central's coming to the town. You have some other teams well, like Jennings County, Franklin Central. So this is a pretty tough tournament every year that we see you guys in it. So what's really the feeling and mindset going into that first game against Franklin Central?
We just all want to do our best, and it will be one of our first few games. So we want to make sure we're just doing what we know how to do and keep up with ourselves.
Yeah, I say stay on top. I feel like going into the game, it definitely sets a tone. And so we want to keep that tone the whole game, despite the weather or whatever we face, just to, like Kaylee said, do what we know how to do and try not to let any distractions come our way. And
Yeah, and then last year, your season did unfortunately end to New Pal, who made it to the state championship game last year. But what's kind of the feeling for this season, kind of being a revenge season, more or less, against New Pal and some of the other teams across the state you guys may have fell to?
I think just making sure we just keep up, like literally just keep up and make sure we are doing what we know how to do and I mean, they're hard teams, but we want to be a hard team too, making sure we're a threat.
Yeah, I agree. I think since we lost 8 seniors, I think New Pal lost quite a few seniors and many other teams as well. So I think seeing what New Pal has and they'll see what we have, I think it'll be a great competition. And pitching-wise, New Pal may have a good pitcher. Even if that, I think we'll be deep into the season, we'll be able to compete, and we've seen enough pitching by then. I think it'll just be the offense that we'll need to get going and just find our way around.
Yeah, and what's the camaraderie like with all the other girls on the team? I know you guys are pretty close-knit from seeing some of the things posted on social media with the team, but what's it like with some of the juniors and sophomores and even the freshmen stepping into the team now?
Most of them I've known all my life, ever since I started playing softball, so I feel like we all just have a special bond, knowing that we've been doing it this long, why not keep it going as long as we can?
Yeah, I think with, 13, 14 freshmen this year, even though it's a JV and varsity team split, I think, you know, we're setting a good example for them for their next few years here, and so... yeah, I'm excited to show them and be leaders for them. There's a little bit of a sophomore class as well, and they only add fun to it. And then the juniors, they're great. There's, 5 or 6, I believe?
I think 6.
Yeah, and so every one of them, each plays a great role. And, yeah, I'm excited for this season.
Yeah, and then last question here. Coach Davis has been with you guys all 4 years. What's it really like, you know, getting to be underneath him? He's a very successful coach here with softball, as you guys know. So what's it like being coached by him in your high school careers?
I think it's mostly just fun. He can be hard on all of us, but we all know at the end of the day that it's truly only because he cares about us. So it makes me want to do better every day. And I think he's just a great coach.
Yeah, definitely tough, but like Kaylee said, only makes us better. You know, he's had great accomplishments, many tournament wins, championships, the career win high. So playing under that is just really fun, exciting. Yeah, he pushes us to our best, and that's why he's had such great teams. And so I hope to be a part of the great teams that he makes.
All right, well, that will do it. Thank you so much for joining me, girls.
Thank you.
Good luck this year. Let's hope no more games get rained out.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.